You know what? I've got all of these questions. I've got letters, and I let them kind of back up a little bit. So I thought it'd be really a cool idea today to spend some time answering your questions. This is Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's really true. I've got this overload of requests and questions. So it's been an amazing time. And now I thought, you know what? It's about time I return some answers to these questions because they've kind of built up a little bit. And I want to just apologize for that. But we're going to take care of those today. Maybe your question is going to get answered in today's episode. This is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for joining us on Casting Actors Cast. This is the patio, the podcast video, where we talk about all things show business, acting, what to do as an actor, how to stay sane as an actor, the business of show business, but also acting tips, insights, and suggestions. Because I'm a casting director, I hope that you would get a lot out of some of this information, as I wish I had when I was a BFA actor, came to New York and was an actor for 20 years before I became a casting director. So now what's kind of fun for me is I'm able to give back what wasn't given to me when I got my BFA degree. You know, all due respect to the university that I got my degree and stuff, but there was just so much more information. And especially now with the COVID virus, with everyone really doing their very, very best to stay creative and to try to find out what is relevant right now as far as the business is concerned. So we're going to be answering those questions. This is also that moment where I get to say thank you to my friends at Actors Connection. You know, they continue to provide amazing classes in, boy, you name it, all things show business. Like I said about this podcast, you're going to find a lot of great information at Actors Connection. What really makes it a great organization is that you will be working with professionals in the industry. We're talking agents, casting directors, managers, professionals. And the online programming that they've got in place is just outstanding. So please do me a favor. And if you're interested in taking some additional classes, go to actorsconnection.com/New York and take a look at what they're offering. I think you'll be very, very pleased with what's going on there. All right, that's enough housekeeping for today. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to say that they put my podcast available on their website. So that's why I returned the favor. So that's why I wanted to explain. It is kind of a commercial, but we just have sort of a cross-platform mutual agreement. Does that make sense? Cool. So let's jump into some of these letters, by the way. Before we do that, I have to tell you that the response has been absolutely crazy with the last patio that we did with evaluating your self-tape. And as you may or may not, if you haven't heard that episode, I invite you to go back and listen to it. And I got such a flood of additional actors sending me their self-tape auditions, wanting me to evaluate them on the air. If you're one of those people, thank you so much. I am definitely going to be doing many more podcasts, definitely evaluating a lot more of your self-tape submissions, all in the hope that you're going to get some information and some insights, some things that can help you raise the bar a little bit in terms of your video submission. So that's one thing I wanted to say is I've just received an overwhelming amount. I really liked the idea of doing it spontaneously. In other words, I only take a quick look at the quality of the video just to make sure it works for our patios. But then I don't look at it for any length of time. I just want to make sure it's okay, right? I have to do that. Just a little, you know, safety check. But then I play it for the first time in its entirety while on the air. And that seems to be kind of cool as well, only because you're getting my very first impressions. You know, if you've had any time in this business, you know that a lot of this business is based on your first impression. And so I don't want to study your submission and then give you notes on it. I would rather just see how impactful your audition is and your submission and be able to address those things both technically and acting wise. So if you have an audition coming up, or you've already had an audition and nothing kind of came of it, or something came of it, and you want me to give some feedback, and you don't mind sharing it with other watchers and listeners of this patio, this podcast video, then I invite you to go to castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. Also, speaking of that, I almost forgot, please go to the website, castingactorscast.com, and that way you're going to find a lot of really cool information, not only about the podcast, but there's a form there that says dive into the talent pool. And when you do that, that'll open up some freebies, some free stuff if you're interested. One is a book. It's a 100-page book on doing voice work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a book I wrote a handful of years ago, and it's still very relevant today. And if you're interested in doing voiceover work, I think you might find that really useful. And guess what? You know what, guys? It's free. So, you know, there's that. Also, if you do that, fill out that form and go to that, submit that form, it's going to also open up a free private video called What Casting Directors Don't Want You to Know. The five things that casting directors don't want actors to know. But guess what? I'm going to tell you. It's a free 20-minute video. Plus, I've also put together some really kind of cool, just single-page handout material that corresponds to the podcast and the video that I've done in the past. One about having the right wardrobe, for example. Those are the kinds of things that you can check out. So you can download the PDF of the worksheet, but then also listen to the corresponding podcast. I think you'll find some really, really valuable information there. So thank you for that. Thank you for all that shameless promotional stuff. But let's go to some of the letters here that I've received, because, you know, the thing about it is that this podcast, this video would not survive if it wasn't for your input, if it wasn't for your help in asking questions. You know, for those of you who've left really nice comments on the YouTube channel or on any of the podcast providers like iTunes, if you haven't done so and you've liked what you've heard, it would mean so much if you could go to any, wherever you get your podcasts, any podcast provider, any video provider like YouTube, please leave a review, please leave a like. It really means a lot to me. I don't ask for money. I'm not getting sponsored. I just want to be able to continue to grow these podcasts. And if they do grow, then I get motivated to do more. So I think and hope that that makes sense. But let's get right to the letter. Whew, that was a lot I just said. A lot of information there.
Have a question for Jeffrey? Just go to castingactorscast.com and use the comment form. Jump into the talent pool. It's easy. Here's Jeff with this week's questions.
So this first letter came through the website on the contact form that was filled out. And this message is from Sydney L. Hi, Sydney. She writes, "Hi, Jeffrey. We met last fall when you did a workshop at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. How cool. And again, when you gave us a virtual workshop. I remember, Sydney. I am loving your podcast as a way to reflect on my career on a regular basis. I was wondering if you could talk about when you think actors should start moving to New York, given COVID restrictions." That's a great question, Sydney, and thank you so much. And I hope things are going well at Southern Methodist University. I really enjoyed the work down there. They're doing a great job at SMU. So here's the reality check as I know it to be at the moment of recording this podcast. So theater is absolutely stopped. It's dead cold here in New York. Probably my best guess is September 2021. So we've got some time yet before you have to put yourself under the pressure in terms of what's happening as far as theater is concerned. And you know what? A lot of regional theaters are also taking the lead by what's happening in New York. Because a lot of regional theaters come to New York to do casting for their regional theater productions. We have great associations with many, many, many theaters, and everything has stopped cold for them as well. So it seems like, you know, when one cog in the wheel stops turning, it stops everybody. So if we're looking at September 2021, that might be a relatively okay date to start planning on coming to New York. But there are other things I want you to keep in mind as far as your choices are concerned and when is the best time to travel to New York. My suggestion is I would, first and foremost, make sure you're keeping the pulse on the availability of good housing here in New York. So that if you're just finishing university or you're planning on finishing university and then coming to New York, just keep an eye out on those practical things that you need to do for yourself, like good housing. Now, it's true that there's a lot of wiggle room right now in terms of housing availability. That doesn't mean it's dirt cheap for some of those openings that are now here in New York City, which means maybe a lower price. Maybe you can find something a little better for yourself, depending upon what your needs are. So as far as moving to New York, doing that little checklist of things that you have to have in place, one of them, of course, would be housing. The other would be your financial resources. I would never suggest anyone come to New York without having some kind of a nest egg in place. Now, if you're blessed with having some unlimited resource money at your disposal, and that means that you can come to New York and take your time in setting up shop and taking classes and just getting yourself into the swing of it, good on ya. That's really, really great. A lot of people do not have that luxury. So if we think about theater not coming back until September of 2021, now is the time to figure out how you're going to get some of those financial resources, those ducks, those buck ducks, how are you going to get those in a row, right? How are you going to take care of those financial resources? And that's an important consideration. And along those same lines, what kind of a side hustle are you going to be able to do here in New York while you're starting to get your acting career going? So you might be doing a side hustle now. Maybe you are walking dogs, or maybe you're doing data input, you know, or maybe you're a paralegal, or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. Making sure that that's something that would be available for you with a move like to New York, or by the way, I'm also talking about Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago. Those are like big deal moves for a lot of folks. So that's also something to keep in mind is your side hustle. What can you translate so that you can be bringing some money in so that you can really kind of get yourself established here? A lot of times, those kinds of decisions aren't made until after you get here. And I feel very strongly that this is something that you can do a lot of research on now. You can get yourself ready for those kinds of opportunities right now. Before you make your move, have all of that in place. You will not regret that choice. Then also, I want to suggest that you plan your strategy. You plan what you are going to do when you get here. For example, if you would like to get involved in a theater company here in New York, maybe there's an off-Broadway company, or maybe there's a group, an actors group that you can join up. Any of those things that you can do now, getting yourself set up now, because we're all on Zoom, right? We're all doing this kind of communication. So why not start now and putting yourself out there a little bit in those locations of where you plan to move so that you can already have some kind of relationships, friends, like-minded individuals can kind of reconnect in person when the virus has left us. It's also a good idea to be making those kinds of contacts with those people that you know in New York, like Sydney, you just did by writing me this letter. See what I'm saying? So those are the kinds of things that you are doing correctly. I would just consider having you do more of that. Just really make a decidedly concerted, effort to get yourself feeling like you're part of the community before you even get here. So thank you so much again, Sydney, for that letter. I really, really appreciate it. Let's move on to another letter, shall we? This is from Indigo S. And Indigo writes, any tips on keeping myself focused on a career when the externals are taking all my energy? Wow, that's an amazing question, right? That's a hard question. Now, I've done some past episodes on FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. And I did answer a question a few episodes ago regarding somebody who's just trying to juggle family and virus issues and the politics and all of that stuff. And how do you do that? So I would invite you to go and re-listen if you want to. Go back and listen to those things. I kind of want to do evergreen content. That means it's still going to be good, you know, months later, because I think the advice is still fairly sound and it's not necessarily topical. But I want to also address today a little bit more about that. And what I find is most important is giving yourself a structure to your acting career environment. Okay, that was kind of a weird, long-winded way to say it. What I'm really saying is do something every day for your career. That's a little easier, right? And structure it. You know, block out some time in your calendar that I'm going to give myself 1 hour to just kind of stay in a forward momentum with my acting career. Now, that might mean that you are taking a class, which would be fantastic. That might mean that you're just connecting with some other actors. That might mean that you're putting yourself out there to be a reader of some of these new plays or some of these projects that are going on over Zoom right now. All of those would be really, really useful and healthy. But most importantly is if you just do a little bit at a time on a daily basis and stick to it, it's going to just relieve that pressure valve that we put ourselves under. At the time of this patio, we have been told that there are 3, maybe 4 antidotes or 4 virus attackers. What's the word? I can't come up with the word. 4 inoculations? 4... Okay, you're yelling right now at me because you know I can't remember the word and it's a really easy word, so I'm just going to move on. When the cure for COVID happens, you know things are going to be opening up very, very quickly. So now the frustration is, you know it's going to open up really quickly, but now we have this time between now and the time we get a shot to make ourselves better. But use that time in a structured way and you will not regret that choice. So that's my feedback on that. Thank you so much for that letter, Indigo. Let's move on to another question. Ooh, this is a longer question that I want to kind of dive into a little bit. And that is, I'd like to elaborate on a question I wrote to you before regarding the state of the business. A few months back, I was in touch with my agent and she said that they were seeing something like 8 breakdowns every day, where normally they would see several pages per day. Haven't heard from my agent since, nothing but crickets. So I'm wondering what's happening out there. In normal times, we'd at least get to see what was happening in the theater world because of the EPA requirements. Obviously, there's nothing happening there. Film, TV work? Actors are mostly blind to what's active, even in normal times. And now I'm wondering, with word on the street that productions are starting to open up, what exactly does that mean? We're oft told to be CEOs of our own business, but it's so hard when we're blind to available work. That's from Daniel Popovich. Daniel's been a good friend of the podcast. And Daniel, I'm going to answer your question as efficiently as I can, because I see our time is kind of drawing to a close here. But let me just say this. Things are opening up, and they're opening up in the following ways. I can only talk about what I know we're doing, and that is we're working on 4 feature films right now. And that means that these feature films have very specific requests in terms of casting. One film has only 3 characters and 2 apartments. Another film is all shot on a single location. And that means that everyone is quarantining together, both cast and crew, so that they stay together while they're shooting this entire movie. So while there are things and things are slowly opening up, we are actually casting right now. It's also true that these creative ways at which these shoots are taking place is really happening as well. So take that into consideration. One of the things I would love for you to consider is finding out what is in production. Well, how do you do that? Because that was basically your question. How do you find out about stuff that's going on? One tip I have for you is going to wherever you are, wherever your location is. If it's a larger city, that's probably better. But the mayor's office has oftentimes a film and television production part on their website. It's their government, local government site, oftentimes will have film and television production taking place. You can literally see what is shooting, what is taking place, what's going on. At least that will help you, I think, a little bit getting a better idea about what's out there. Also, I think that because of the state of things, and as I alluded to earlier, that we're not going to be seeing, you know, Broadway opening up, probably, my guess is September 2021, that means that just continuing to do the research to see what is shooting, what is happening. And then finally, I would say to you, Daniel, is keep yourself available for any of those online projects that you might be hearing about. New play readings. Many of our regional theaters at McCorkle Casting are doing and starting to generate new projects coming up. So I think that they're just happening in a slightly different way than just through the traditional breakdown. We're doing a lot of casting on our own and not through any of those casting services. So your relationship with casting directors and keeping yourself in front of that agent by sending occasional notes and letting them know what you're up to by taking your classes, you know, whatever you can do to stay in contact and feel connected is going to pay off. Thank you, everybody, for sending in those letters. We hope to have another video evaluation coming up in our next podcast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.